Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here for the next 3 hours on this beautiful summer day.
It is a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. By the way, my name is Ken Carverly. I'm the outside guy.
I was going to introduce you.
Oh, were you?
Chuck Brightstein, the inside guy. Happy to be with you. We're going to have the phone lines open for most of the show, but we are going to have some guests, and we're working 3 hours again today.
We are. Well, yep, I'm working three, you're working two.
That's true. I got to get out of here. Golf.
You're
work on my golf
you
game.
Got important things to do.
I got to work on my golf game. Hey, you know, one thing you and I don't talk about, we talk about water quality a lot as it relates to you and I and our health and staying, you know, vigorous. Well, you're more vigorous. I am. I'm more sedate. But anyway, you don't think about the fact that you and I talk about water heaters to get gummed up full of minerals all the time. All those heavy minerals, hard water, iron. It lessens the efficiency of the water heater. You got to replace it more often. It costs you more to run it with natural gas and electricity.
We get emails about this on a regular basis.
All the time.
It's a real issue.
So, Ken, I got to thinking this week, geez, you know, if you had a really good filter system or iron filter or something from Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions, your water heater would actually run more efficiently and last longer, which you don't think of those connections. Your pipes would stay cleaner. Your water heater would stay cleaner and more efficient.
You're right. No, that's a good point.
We want to make sure that people understand they can get a free inspection from Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions anytime and find out what's in their water and then ask for a solution to get rid of it.
And don't forget, you want to get a great price. Great price on salt. Today is salt sale Saturday.
That's stop by right. Any of their locations. And it's top quality salt. There's a difference in salt. If you're buying cheap salt, quit it.
Stop it right now.
Stop it.
Cheap anything. Hey, we're going to take your phone calls. It's a little while. We're going to have Mark Kramer from Kearns Brothers call in. And we're going to be talking about a charity that he is very involved with called The Kid Again. But something happened this week.
Mark's a bit of a kid still.
He is.
In a good way. In a great way.
In a great way.
He is.
And I think he'll be that way up until his 80s. And it's so funny because you and I are that way, too. We're silly. And sometimes when my wife makes a comment about it, I'm like, hey, you married me. I was this way before we got married.
Yeah.
So don't complain about it now. This week, I experienced something, Chuck, that I have never – I experienced a weather event that I have never experienced in my life. And I've been in tornadoes.
I told you not to go to Haiti in the hurricane season. That's not what it was?
That's not what it was.
Oh, sorry.
No. But I have never experienced a weather event like I experienced this week in my life. And like I said, I've literally seen tornadoes go over top of my head when I was younger. But the hail. And I was telling you earlier in the show, I remember it was quite a few years ago where I was walking out of a hardware store and there was a sign, a little 11 by 8 piece paper saying, you may have hail damage. You know, it was a roofing company trying to get roofs. And I remember thinking, it was really cheesy done, going, come on, give me a break.
That doesn't happen.
Give me a break. Not that that doesn't happen, but there was no storms anywhere. It was more fishing for leads or work. And then over time, I've come to believe and I've seen the damage certain storms can do, whether they're big wind events, which we had both this week. But I was in Lapeer earlier this week and started to get black. Was this Thursday? It was. Started to get black. The wind started coming in and I was driving down the road. So I pulled over and I pulled into a car wash port. Nobody was occupying it. I stayed there for about 20 minutes.
Did you wash the truck?
No. I could have just pulled out a little bit and got washed truck. And so, but I noticed, I mean, it was just coming down sideways really hard. And I saw some small pieces of hail. Nothing excited. I was just happy I was sitting there. It's nothing too huge. So 20 minutes later, it was over. Started to get sunny. I pulled out. I go right. I'm going westbound. I get into Davison. I have never seen anything like this in my life. They had a hailstorm go through Davison that I saw baseball size. I mean, I pulled over and took a picture, posted it on the inside, outside.
I was going to say, it's on Facebook, right?
Yes.
If anybody wants to see it, they can.
I saw baseball. Only thing I didn't do was get out of my truck. I should have got out and put a pop can next to it or something for scale of size. People could see
how carry money. You could have used like a dollar bill for scale.
Yeah, I don't care. The driver doesn't carry cash. But I was amazed, and I saw first thing I noticed were windshields. All these windshields knocked out. I knew instantly what it was. Then leaves, branches, trees everywhere, And I'm going to tell you something. There is not a house in that probably 5 square miles the storm went through that doesn't have shingle damage. Oh. I'm not kidding. Oh, yeah, These things were so big. Yeah. I mean, you said cars were totaled the next day you were in Davison, right?
Yeah, I was at a doctor's appointment yesterday morning, and all the nurses' cars were totaled. A buddy of mine owns a funeral parlor there, and his truck, and he said all the cars in the parking lot. They actually had to call companies in to clean up the glass because so much glass got shattered. So it's a big deal. One of the nurses yesterday told me she has rental car coverage, couldn't find a rental car within miles of Davison because they were all scooped up, as you can imagine.
Right.
Horrible stuff. So if you're there, you want to be talking to someone like Kearns or Kanga or Victor's because you've got damage.
Absolutely. And we talked to two of them that night, Kanga and Kearns both. I talked to them through text, and they knew about it. They were already on top of it, the weather, because this is their job. They need to go out. I mean, if you live in that area, if you're listening to us from that area and you got the hail, call one of these companies out. You and I always say, don't call your insurance company first. Call one of these companies out for a free inspection. It will not be hard for them to document the damage that was done to your roof. They will see impact marks on top of your roof that they can easily take pictures of. Yeah. And I tell you what, if I live in that area, there's no way I would not be doing that right now.
You're crazy not to.
Yeah. And anyone out there thinking, I don't want my insurance to go up. The insurance does not go up for these kind of events, not for weather events. When you do something yourself, you know, maybe it's an accident you've done, that's different. But you talk to most insurance people out there, they're going to tell you these kind of weather events do not affect your insurance.
No, I wouldn't hesitate. And right. I mean, you're talking about a big dollar item that has a lot to do with how well your home manages itself for the next several decades.
Right.
So, yeah, you want to be talking to one of those people.
And there'll be a statute of limitations.
Yeah, let's ask Mark about that when he calls today.
Right.
I know he's calling for a different purpose, but still.
Well, it's funny because a couple weeks ago I went to Pinckney with him. Remember, we took some pictures about a month ago.
That's right.
He called me out because there was a hailstorm in Pinckney. I didn't see it. But, boy, just amazing. That really, really, really told some stories there.
There was one. We've had several. We actually had hail at our house same day as well. But you know what's funny? The sun has been shining. We've had some hot, hot days. And if you've got windows that aren't properly dressed, that heat is infiltrating your house, making your air conditioner work harder, and probably the windows aren't as pretty and beautiful.
Well, a good set of blinds. A good set of blinds can actually help people save money if they know how to use them strategically in the hot and cold weather.
I agree with you.
For a beautiful, functional, efficient blind, call our good friends at Sparkle Blinds.
Was that the theme song from Monk?
Sounds more like the Sting, something you'd hear from the movie The Sting.
Robert Redford and Paul Newman. Wow.
You're old, man. You're old. Thanks, Brian.
Those are great movies. God bless Brian. I know it.
I'm just guessing. That's kind of music sounds like.
It does sound like that genre.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Give us a call for any and all of your housing questions.
I'm jealous you walked in with a new tool.
I did.
Can I have it?
No. Well, yeah, you can have it. Just go down the street, the big box store.
Go buy it yourself.
$129. It's all it costs, buddy.
What'd you get?
Just a little saw, a little baby saw.
It's a beautiful tool. DeWalt, 5-inch?
4.5.
4.5?
Yep. Automatic compact saw. Yep.
DeWalt, compact, battery-operated, 20-volt.
I'm doing the deck.
How much?
$129.
That's amazing.
You know, it's funny because she even said, you know, they always say, do you want to buy the package, the warranty package? No, warranty. Don't want to buy a 2-year warranty. I said, no. For that price, if it goes bad, I'll buy another one.
Exactly. I remember buying a coffee maker one time, maybe it was $25, and I'm checking it out, and girl goes, do you want the warranty with that? I said, well, how much is that? She goes, it's only lifetime for $28 or $30, whatever
funny.
It was. And I said, what does it cover? She goes, well, typically people break the carafe and they'll replace the carafe. I go, I can buy a whole new Mr. Coffee, whatever it was, for $28. Why would I pay $30 for the warranty? But bless their hearts, they have to ask, right?
Yeah, they have to ask, yeah. It's their policy, right?
But we love warranty from the products that our people deliver. We had somebody ask us if they should buy their generator at a big box store and then hire one of our people to install it.
No. No. Don't do that, please.
That's a bad thing. It's a bad, bad thing. Yeah. And it's not a better deal.
Right. Oh, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
There is a lot of expertise and labor and cost involved with having a professional install a generator.
Speaking of that, you know, the storms that went through Davison, I said, then they went to Lapeer. Oh. They basically went straight east down 69. My mother lives 2 miles off of 69 in Port Huron. She called me that night thanking me for the generator that my brother and I got her years ago for a Christmas gift or whatever.
That's cool.
A birthday gift. Because they were out of power.
Did she get the hail?
No, she did not get the hail. They got the winds. But she was out of power, and they lose power a lot over there, and she says it's been invaluable to her. And the more of these events we get, the more emails we get on new ones. I mean, if you're downriver, the one we got in Pinckney, we get so many emails on Bratcher Electric. Bratcher Electric's a great company, been on this show for years, and they're the ones down in that area, 734 area, that we refer for standby generators.
Yeah.
And then we have Oak Electric up here, which is phenomenal. Lake Point Electric up on the east side.
Yeah.
We got people that can help people wherever you are.
Family. Hey,
let's go to the phones real quick. 888-654-GUYS. Let's talk to Nick for more. Good morning, Nick. You're on with the guys.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, sir. How can we help
you? I got a question for you about ventilation. My question is basically, can you have too much soffit bedding? I've got about 900 square foot cottage, and I want to add 16 vents to the cottage in the east, and probably have 8 or 10 pot vents.
I know what that answer is going to be. I'm just going to say, no, you can't add too much soffit bedding, right, Chuck?
I think you can't add too much
of soffit bedding.
I'm a big believer. That's your intake, and if your house doesn't need it, it won't take it. But if it's there and needs it, you got it. There used to be a rule of thumb that every third piece you put up was vented.
Right.
We start putting nothing but 100% vented.
You see it all the time now.
And we did it on every house. It didn't cost us anymore. I'm a big believer in it. So, long answer to no, you can't have too much.
All right, that's perfect. That's what I wanted to know, because I understand that you're supposed to have, the soffit bedding is actually supposed to be more than the exhaust bedding, even though they talk about a balanced system. From my understanding is that you want the, which is the roof vents, to be less. This way it draws it up.
Yeah, hopefully create a positive pressure, whether it's an exhaust fan in the house or the exhaust venting in the roof. Again, there's strategy and there's rules in place for that, but you never want to starve the intake side. You always want to have, if the exhaust is demanding more intake, you want it to be there.
Okay. And also, it has the gable vents on the side, and those should be blocked, I believe, correct?
Now, you've got gable vents. Gable vents can confuse the issue if you've got ridge vents and soffit vents. Because what can happen is you can stratify where you're only venting the upper third of the attic air through gable vents.
So you're saying you can't have too many vents, Chuck?
Those are exhaust and intake. What will happen if you've got opposing...
We had this discussion last week. I'm sorry. We had a good discussion.
No, it's a great question. If you've got a ridge vent on opposing gables, or I'm sorry, a gable vent on opposing gables, one will functionally serve as an intake, possibly, and the other can possibly serve as an exhaust, where you are only letting air blow through the upper third where they are located in the attic space.
It actually cuts off a lot of what the ridge vent would do.
Yeah, with the ridge and soffit.
So, yes, go ahead and block those off, and you'd be in great shape.
This assumes you've got enough ridge exhaust.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
No problem, buddy.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
I just wanted to get that verified.
Okay. Good luck to you.
All right. Yep.
Good question.
You know, a side note on that, the minimums in the code, 1/150th of the space to be ventilated, really are just a tiny little starting point for people like the Mark Kramers or the Kangas or the Pro Homes or the Victors.
Right.
That it goes way beyond that. So if you're holding the code book and going, this is all it says to do, we're going to say, wait a minute, there's a lot more to it than that. A lot more to it.
Thank you. That, you know what, Chuck? The code. You know, we always talk about the code, and most codes are a minimum code. which really had nothing to do with what Nick just asked, because we want to maximize that ventilation as much as possible.
We do. And each different ventilation device that's used, whether it's soffit or on the roof or the attic or the ridge, wherever, is going to be rated. So the piece of material might be 2 square feet, but it might actively provide the equivalent of net-free ventilation of 0.5 square foot or 1/3 of a square foot. And you've got to take that calculation into consideration when you're deciding how much to put on the roof and where to put it. And that's what the professionals do.
You got it. Good information. Really good information. Well, coming up, we're going to have Mark Kramer from Kearns Brothers talking about an organization called the Kin Again. We had a really good email this week from a gentleman who asked a question about what are the consequences of hiring a non-licensed builder.
Oh, boy.
And we really think that you're going to be surprised at our answer. So we're going to talk about that
A
little bit later in the show. And, you know, we just talked about Sparkle Blinds. Sparkle Blinds, we love when our team partners all work together. And Sparkle Blinds actually came through us through Window World. Yeah. That Window World will refer people for new blinds on a regular basis. Right?
Exactly. Window World's a great corporate citizen like Kearns. You're going to hear Mark Kramer talk about that in a minute. And they have wonderful product, process, procedure, and a good administration standing behind everything they do.
And a lifetime warranty, even on broken glass. We're talking Window World.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. We're going to be talking to a good friend of ours from Kearns Brothers, Mark Kramer, in just a few minutes. And we're going to ask him about some of that hail damage, too, even though that's not the reason he's calling. Also want to invite you, if you have any questions, concerns, or comments, to give us a call, 888-654-GUYS, 4897, and we'd love to hear from you. Ken had mentioned cleaning the lint off the dryer screen after every use, and then cleaning the screen itself. I want to add one more thing to that. I got thinking about that this week, actually using my own, doing some laundry, about making sure you have a fire extinguisher.
Yes.
At your laundry.
Yep.
I've got them. I probably got 4 of them throughout the house, one on every level, a couple on the main level, one in the garage. And they're just, I mean, they're $25-30 tops. The kit is what I always buy, and I think that's probably because of what's on the shelf. I also wanted to mention replacing your carbon monoxide detectors. I had one fail about 3 months ago, and it dawned on me the other day I have not replaced it, and I really should. You know, we've had a lot of people call to get their house air checked, and they find out there are, you know, dangerous levels of carbon monoxide, and people don't even know it.
Right, right. So, scary stuff.
Why not buy it? I mean, they're not expensive.
No, I agree with you. They're not expensive. And you know what? Know where they're at. I know where 3 are at. I've got 1 on each floor. Mine is right in the kitchen, right in the pantry, right next to the stove and everything else. And everyone knows where it's at. Anything happens, ABC's right there. So explain ABC, too.
Do you have one in the garage?
Yes. Yep. As soon as you walk out of the garage.
There are different classes of fire, different types of fire. They might be caused by chemical. They might be caused by a grease like a solvent. They might be caused by paper. And if you get an extinguisher that's rated A, B, and C, it's rated for probably 95% of the fire types you would have in a house. So you could use it in the kitchen. You could use it in the garage. You could use it upstairs in the lint fire in the laundry and not worry about it, because some extinguishers will not put out some types of fires.
Right, right. Yeah, good point. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. We're taking your phone calls. We'll let the guests come on when they call. In the meantime, I had a comment a little while ago about non-licensed builders.
Yeah.
And the simple question from my emailer was, you know what? Let's put that on hold for a minute. We'll talk about that.
Is Mr. Kramer on the...
Yeah, I think he found some time.
Did he
for
used
us.
To be a rock singer back in the 60s? Did he do the song Little Children? You're not that
Can
old,
you
baby face. God love you.
I'm far from it. How you guys doing?
Good, Mark. What's going on, my friend?
We are blessed.
You know, I'm having a pretty good start to my day. I'm out here on Kent Lake paddleboarding, trying to bring a fish into my boat if I can make it happen.
Wow, you're going to get in shape if you're not careful.
Yeah, well, you deserve a day, buddy. We'd make fun of you, but we know how hard you work. So
you're a working fool.
You deserve a day to guys. Just telling Chuck recently about that.
You got to do what you love, and that's what I love to do. So kind of my happy place. And then go home and get tackled by kids and wake up and do it all over again.
I love
it. It's a good life. We started off this show talking about the hailstorm in Genesee County, Southern Genesee County. And then mentioning the Pinkney storm of a month ago. And let's talk about that for just a second, and then let's switch to why you really called, okay? Please.
Sure. Yeah, so it seems this year, for whatever reason, Mother Nature seems to have her way out for us. We just right as we get to a point where we're like, hey, everything's kind of calming down and making sense, another hailstorm comes through. But we've had a couple of hailstorms that have gone up to 2.5-3-inch hail, specifically the one up there in Davison recently. But it's been a wild ride. We've got a lot of guys that are specialized in that kind of stuff where they can go out, identify hail, help that homeowner through the process, because it can be a little treacherous if you try to go about it alone.
I mean, you kind of brought that science to Michigan from Ken's favorite state, Ohio. And at the time it was kind of radical thinking, you know, that your shingles are going to have their life foreshortened because of hail damage. But you've proven that storm damage is a very real thing.
Oh, it's incredibly real. You know, when you think of your roofing system, it's one of those deals where you just don't go up and look at it very often. And so when you have hail, the first thing you're looking at is, oh, look at all the stuff on the ground. And it's kind of exciting and unique. You get your photos in, but you know, what happens to the actual structure of your home is very crucial for you guys to make sure that you take a look at. When you've got hail that actually, especially the size that we've had, you know, typically in this area, we see hail that just knocks the granulated surface off and exposes the asphalt, which will then cause failure down the road. But the stuff that we're seeing right now recently, this 2-inch stuff, that stuff will actually break the matting of your shingles and create an immediate consistency potential for leak. And so if there's ever a time to make sure you have your roof looked at, it's when you have that 2-inch hail coming through.
Mark, I made the comment, and we'll get to the main subject. I made the comment earlier. If you live in this area, if you got that hail, you have roof damage. I mean, there's just from what I was through there minutes after it hit, and there's no doubt. And as proof of this, people who are listening, go to the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page and look at the videos, and you'll see a video that Mark and I shot about a month ago in Pinckney. And, Mark, that hail was not as big as the hail of Davison. And in the video that you're on the roof, you can plainly see all the pop marks that this hail left on the roof. So anyone that's questioning this, take a look at that video, and you can plainly see the marks it left on the roof. So
absolutely. It's one of those deals where the conversation is becoming very easy with hail damage out here because it's just so extreme right now. It's too big. It's too obvious.
Chuck keeps trying to convince me it's global warming, but I just don't think it's bad stuff. So let's talk about real quick.
You gotta stop hanging out with that.
Yeah, God
bless you. You gotta stop hanging out with that flat earther guy.
Mark, let's talk about, you know, we just talked business. Let's talk about your heart for a second. Let's talk about something that's very close to your heart. You made it clear a couple of times here on the Inside Outside Guys. Let's spend the next few minutes we have talking about a kid again. Tell people what it's about and what's coming up.
You know, it's one of those deals where at Kearns Brothers, we have a lot of success. We've managed to run a really successful business for many, many years. And when you have that opportunity to share that success with those around you, it's super important. And we've really partnered up in a couple of our states where we're located at with an organization called A Kid Again. And what this is it's an organization where any child who has illness or disease, whether it be life-threatening or life-altering, they can get a part of, they can become a part of this group by signing up. And if you have certain conditions, you can, you'll be qualified to come with us. And what we do is when you consider what happens to a child who's, say, for instance, going through childhood cancer, whatever it may be, that affects the entire family. It's certainly difficult and it's very stressful for the child itself, but the whole family is involved in that, whether it be brother, sister, and obviously the stress on the parents that it induces. And so what we do at A Kid Again is we take families, not just the child that's ill, but the whole immediate family, brothers, sisters, mom, dad. We take them on what we call adventures. And these adventures are where we go out to different parts of the state of Michigan for our chapter. And we go out to, whether it be a Detroit Pistons game or We've got some big birthday bashes over in Grand Rapids. We just finished our biggest event of the year, which is an event called Rides and Slides up on the west side of the state, where kids can go out, jump in the water park, ride some roller coasters, and it's just pure joy. It's the most pure thing that you'll ever be a part of, and it just makes your heart full.
Just you talking about it makes my heart full. That sounds just phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, the kids are Ken's and my, arguably, if there's a favorite charity, it's Sick Kids. The good Lord, for whatever reason, you know, as a parent, I just can't conceive being put in that position.
You, Mark, myself, we were all blessed enough to have perfectly healthy children. But, Mark, what you were saying, not only when you have a child or a family member that has this condition, financially, it's overwhelming. You start off with just major bills from the get-go. And that adds so much stress to a family. And for you to be able to give them a chance just to get away from a day and forget about all of that. And like you said, just put pure joy on their faces. We wish we were there. That just must have been awesome.
You know, our slogan is let's give illness a timeout. And it is just that. And we've had instances where we've had to get, you know, clearance from the doctors to allow for a child to just get away for a couple of hours to go, whether it be a baseball game or any event that we're part of. But just the actual thought of being able to get outside for a couple hours and see the world and experience some fun. And then after that, some of these folks have to go back to the hospital room, and it's sickening. But the smiles on their faces, it just absolutely fills your heart. And
how do the parents,
it's so important
that
to
are listening, Mark, maybe get a child able to participate in something like this?
Or how do other people that are listening help?
Good point.
Yes. So two things. One is, if you have a child who you think may qualify, have them sign up on kidagain.org, and you're going to look for the Michigan chapter. They can apply right there online. The staff is incredible. Amy Vining, who oversees the entire chapter. We've partnered with Delta Dental. There's so many local companies that are involved in this too, that are all chipping in, and it just kind of takes your eyes out of it and lets this thing really grow into the beautiful thing that it is. But if you have a child who you might consider as potential for this, have them sign up on thekidadan.org. And we've had such rapid growth that the next side of that is, we've been so fortunate to find so many families to help and partake in these fun events that we went from 1,000 to 1,300 just over the winter break. And so when you factor that in, that requires additional funding. So the biggest thing that we can do is try to raise those funds. If you're a corporate sponsor, if you're somebody who just wants to give back, you can go to akidagain.org. There's links where you can donate money, and there's just so many great things. All of the board members, I happen to be one of them, we all kind of put on a specific little event that we'll try to raise as much money as we can. And so as a group, we do our best, but we need the public to kind of help chip in so that way we can keep this thing rolling.
Akidagain.org is where anybody can go to find out more about what Mark Kramer and Kerns Brothers is so heavily involved in. And basically, you know, it's your heart. It's what fills your time.
Thanks for doing it. We appreciate it
so much, Mark.
Yep. When's the fish fry?
Hopefully I can send you a picture of a fish soon. we'll see what I catch here. I've caught a lot of weeds, so I can give you a little bit of salad so far, but no fish.
God
bless
you. Be
safe, brother. Appreciate all you do.
Thanks,
all
Mark.
Right, Mark. Thanks again.
Mark Kramer from Kerns Brothers. Thank you. It's been really buggy outside, Chuck.
It's the one thing I detest.
Me too.
I love being outside.
Yes, I hate being bit by bugs, especially in my feet, because I like going barefoot. And I got to tell you.
Well, you bang your feet up so much anyway.
I do.
Bugs are just a kind of double sword.
I do. I know. But listen, if you want to get rid of those bugs around here, your house, once and for all, call a quality team, part of the Inside Outside guys that have kept and made so many of our listeners happy in the past. And that company is Rove, R-O-V-E, Pest Control.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being here with us. Appreciate Mark Kramer taking some time out of his paddle boarding and fishing. God bless
you. Sorry to disturb you, Mark.
Well, you know, people don't realize that man has been on the run and on the road constantly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny, when you're in that position, there's no such thing as a work day, like from 8 to 5 or whatever it might be, 7 to 4.
You're so right.
It's just, it literally is a 24-hour job, but it's one that if you love, it doesn't feel like a job as long as your family buys into it and you control things and balance it.
I love that you said as long as your family buys into it.
They have to.
They have to.
Gosh.
Yeah. That was me and you for so long.
Yeah, it was.
But it's funny because historically, winters were slower, so they saw me a lot more in the wintertime.
Yeah.
With five kids, I can think of one of my son's football games I missed. And unfortunately, at one point, my youngest daughter had soccer games that started at 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings, and I wasn't able to go to those because we were doing the show. But you and I are so, you know, kids come first. Our kids come before anything else. And in the career we had, I was telling you before the show started, I was able to drop my kids off in the morning. So for years, you know, our kids went to school 20 minutes from the house. I drove them into work every morning, and that was always time. Yeah. To spend with them.
I did too. We'd make up songs. We'd do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
kind of get them pumped up. And it's funny. Tom and Cam were talking about bad parents this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it always starts out manifesting as bad kids, but the reality is bad parents.
My grandma always said, no such thing as a bad kid.
Yep. I agree with her.
No such thing. And she really is right. But you said, hey, being in this career, Chuck, I've been able to, like this morning, I got up, I got a bite to eat, I went to a local big box store, I bought some stuff, came in here. When I'm done here, I'm going to go to work, I'm going to go finish up a job we've been doing. And
you're not looking at the clock, you're just, there's things you're going to get done today, and
right.
you're done working today.
Exactly, yeah. And anyone call me whenever they want to, I mean, it's...
And you have people go, yeah, but it's Saturday. Yeah, so...
So
so what?
Which leads into, it's funny that we talk about that. We have a call we're going to take here in a second from Lou from Ann Arbor. But we had an email this week from someone that said, what are the consequences of not hiring a licensed builder? And it kind of goes with what we were just talking about a little bit. So we'll get to that maybe by the end of this segment, but definitely the start of the next segment. So let's talk right now. Let's talk to Lou from Ann Arbor. Good morning, Lou. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, guys. Shower doors, the glass shower doors that I have, they're not sliding right. It sounds like a scraping is going on, and I don't want to fool around with this because these glass doors are heavy. So I looked at the track. I just can't figure it out. When you slide, it sounds like a scraping sound from the top. So I wanted to know if you guys have a person to or a company to recommend that does this all the time, working with shower doors and adjustments on them.
We do. The glass door doctor.
The glass doctor, yeah. Yep.
Is probably who I would start with if you want. If you got a pen handy and want to write this number down.
Yeah, I'm ready. Glass door doctor.
Yep, at 313.
313.
357.
357
2760.
2760. 357 2760.
Those doors typically run on a
track. I'm sorry, go ahead. If it comes off the track, I'm in trouble because those things are heavy. I can't lift that anymore, you know? So I got to get somebody who does this all the time.
Sure. You know what? That's very smart of you. Even guys that.
Yeah.
Could handle the weight if it fell off is very smart because it's going to wind up breaking the doors. So
yeah, I could fix one thing and break something else, you know. So
can of worms.
Yeah, and because you guys had recommended an installation for a door, a storm door, the door doctor, and he was great. And so I'm going to go with you guys. And is he serviced this area, the Ann Arbor area?
Yes, 100%, all Southeast Michigan.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate it. Keep up the good work. I always listen to you every week.
God bless you, Lou. Thank you for saying that. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Lou.
Okay, you take care.
All right. Hey, well, I got another 2 hours of the show left between noon and 1. We're going to go over to Atlas Home Improvement and talk to them, talk about glass shower doors. They are a phenomenal bathroom and kitchen remodeling company that have been a team partner of the Inside Outside guys for years now.
Yeah, and Darian and Dad will tell you they are largely a female-run business, which you and I love.
Yeah, yep.
There is a dynamic at work when you have talented females in management positions. It's just a positive energy and everything about it.
And they're going to be highlighted on this show, as a matter of fact. Ella and Nicole. And Nicole is in charge of basically getting Atlas into the in front of you people. Bottom line, if you go to a home show or you go to an event or you go to some of the Costcos out there, you're going to see either Nicole or someone that Nicole's in charge of. One of the things all these people love about working at Atlas Home Improvement is working for a family company. They'll tell you they all feel like family, and they will be highlighted in our education hour between noon and 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, I mean, perfect match for what we're talking about.
No, you're right. You're right. Great company. And like I said, when we get back from break, we're going to be taking your calls at 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897.
So yes or no, would you hire an unlicensed builder ever?
Yes. Yes, I would. And it's a unique circumstance. People have to understand, Chuck, that when you hire a licensed company, there's a very, very, very good chance that the person coming in doing the work on your furnace, your countertop, your plumbing, that person themselves are not licensed.
Yeah, they're working under the license held by the owner of the company in most cases.
Yeah, and I don't think people realize that. And, you know, I've often said a license is just a tax on a God-given ability.
I've never heard that.
That's, oh, yeah.
You must have stolen that from somebody.
No. Not at all. You know what? A company we have been referring a ton lately is MacFarlane Painting. They're easy to refer because they don't just do painting. They can fix stucco. They can fix drywall. They can replace lights. They got a handyman division. And it's so easy for us to refer them because customer service is just as important as anything else in their, probably the most important thing in their company.
It is.
They go above and beyond to make you happy. That's why we love MacFarlane Painting.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us here for the next hour, actually for the next two. So you might as well put on a pot of coffee because you got 2 hours to take
advantage. You're right. And if you got that deluge the other day, those are the kind of downpours we just call gully washers. And when you spend a good amount of time like we have without any rain, what happens is that dirt around your foundation tends to dry up and actually pull away from the foundation. And then you get a big downpour, and it's just kind of a channel for all that water to go to next to your basement. And then all of a sudden you're going, wow, I got water in my basement. It may be a giant concern. It may not be a giant concern. The only way to know for sure is to get a professional out there to take a look at it. And when we say professional, we mean one like Foundation Systems of Michigan, who covers the entire state of Michigan, as this broadcast does. We have people all over Michigan asking for professionals, and Foundation Systems of Michigan is one that we're lucky enough to be able to refer no matter where you're at in the state of Michigan.
And do a professional diagnosis free of charge, too,
right?
Which is huge.
Right.
It's huge because it's a professional they're going to send. They're going to send somebody that knows foundation systems, not a salesperson that happens to have a house with a basement. Big difference, right?
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Chuck, I just saw this picture on Facebook. I just posted on our Facebook page, and it is something that you would absolutely love. I mean, it's a coffee-flavored ice cream.
I can smell it.
In a donut cone, a glazed donut cone. I think it's a cinnamon roll. And it has a shot of espresso on each side of it.
I'll tell you what.
You would order that. That'd be your meal for the day,
that,
wouldn't it?
That looks, I might want it in the dish because I'm slow.
Yeah, that's true.
Otherwise, it'd be running down my chin and the front of my shirt. But
we just posted this at the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page, and I think it's Chuck's favorite meal. Okay, let's go to the phones. 888-654-GUYS. Let's talk to Kathleen from White Lake. Good morning, Kathleen. You're on with the guys.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. How can we help you?
Hi. I'm calling because I went out to open my garage door this morning at 8 o'clock, and it won't open. It opens about a foot, and then it closes right back down again. I tried with my garage door opener in the car. I tried with the one that's on the wall, and it won't open.
One suggestion before you call someone, it's probably a safety override. But if it starts to open and stops, a lot of times if you push that button and hold it as it runs through whatever, you know, function you're trying to get it to do, go up or down, that can make a difference instead of just pushing it and letting go of it. So try that, and then Ken's got a company, a good company for you to call as well.
If that doesn't work, do you have a pen handy, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
We want you to call Isaac, I-S-A-A-C, Isaac. At Dover Doors.
That's my grandson's name.
Okay. At Dover Doors.
Which door?
Dover. D-O-V-E-R, Doors.
Uh-huh.
810-235-2573.
2573. Okay.
Okay. I've known Isaac since he was a little guy, and he's a trustworthy young male, and take care of you.
Nice, God, Isaac. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathleen. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
That can be frustrating if nothing else has changed. I mean, if it shut yesterday and opened yesterday.
Right.
Right. Nothing has messed up those laser lights, you know, that those eyes that are mounted at floor level to make sure that nothing gets killed when the door closes. A lot of times it is just a hold that button.
Yeah. You know, I was actually driving away from my sub not too long ago, and I saw a young lady, a neighbor, on a chair trying to pull down her door, her garage door. And I stopped, and I pulled over. My wife was with me. I says, "Do you need help?" She goes, "Yes, I have to leave. My door won't shut." And it was very simple. It was just an eye adjustment. So I went over to each side of her. When you walk through your door, most doors now have a safety feature, which is a beam that you can't see that goes on the very bottom from one eye to the other eye. And if one of those just hit a little bit and it's pointing downwards, so it can't go all the way over to the other eye, then it's not going to be able to shut.
Keeps the door from closing on a child or a pet.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Or someone too busy because they're not thinking well or whatever it may be. You know, like
and there is a release. If you ever need to close your door, there's a release, but you got to be careful.
Yes, good point.
Don't stand under a door if a spring is broken. Those doors are even an inexpensive garage door is 16 feet wide, might weigh 150, 200 pounds.
Good point. And, you know, once in a while, reach down and just take your finger and wipe off that eye without moving the unit itself, the piece itself, just slightly wipe off that eye.
Use microfiber cloth.
There you go.
And I'll use a blower or vacuum to get the spider webs away from them.
There you go. Okay. So you asked me earlier, would I hire a non-licensed company? And the answer is yes, I would. I'm going to tell a quick story. Years ago, I had a painter come out to my house. And at that point, painting wasn't a licensed trade, which since then...
Was not, you said?
It was not. It since had become a licensed trade. And again, it's not a licensed trade in the state of Michigan. But I remember at the time, I was very disappointed with the work he did. He was messy. And my neighbor needed some roof work done. And my work was it was one guy. I knew the guy wasn't insured. It was years ago. But when my neighbor needed the work done, I went over and I said, "Look, this guy is not licensed. He's not insured. I do not like the work he did." But he gave my neighbor a good price.
Jeez.
And the next thing I know, I see him on a ladder strung over the peak of his roof, repairing something on the Ridgevine area. And I was nervous for my neighbor. He did not understand the liability he was putting himself in by letting that man on the roof.
Right.
So when you asked me, would I hire a non-licensed contractor? Not for that, I wouldn't. Not for that situation, I wouldn't. But even more important, I want an insured contractor because you don't have to be licensed to get insurance in the state of Michigan, to get good business insurance.
No, but there are some insurance companies that will require it.
Some, you're right.
Yeah, buddy of mine worked for one for years. If you weren't properly licensed, they were not going to insure you.
Well, this is going to be a good conversation. Yeah. Let's just stick around to the next for the next segment.
I agree with you 1,000%.
It's supposed to be in the 90s next week, Chuck. Or this coming week in the low 90s.
And you and I talked about companies in this industry run by females, and one started, 40 years ago?
Yes.
By a woman, and built professionally and beautifully with great product and process and warranty is Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioning.
Phone lines are wide open. Give us a call for any and all of your housing questions. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. So I'm going to ask you the exact same question. Would you ever hire a non-licensed contractor?
Yeah, in the right situation. But you and I talk about several things, one of which is insurability.
Right.
Because the license, you've said this many times in the 15, 16 years we've been on air, it's only one piece of a big puzzle.
Right, right.
It's only one thing to consider.
Right.
Part of what you have to consider is that you have more recourse typically against someone who is licensed.
Yes.
Easier recourse, I should say, because you can go to the state and complain against their license, and the state will step in then and try to get them to correct the work.
And you can actually go to a state against a non-licensed person as well, and yeah, they can get in quite a bit of trouble if they're doing work that needs to be licensed and they're not licensed.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. But you don't see that very often.
No,
you really don't see that very often.
Exactly.
And like I said earlier, Chuck, I think a license is a tax on people with a God-given skill. There are many states in our country that don't require a builder's license or a license for anyone to do this kind of work.
The number's getting smaller.
What's that?
The number's getting smaller because it's a revenue generator. But
to me, that's democracy. That's a democratic. That's how we should do it. If you're not good, you're not going to last, whether you have a license or not. That's the bottom line.
We actually saw several states, Florida, maybe chief among them, after what was a huge hurricane 20 years
ago?
Was it Andrew? I thought Andrew, but I thought I was wrong.
My daughter was born during it. That's why I remember it. Yeah.
But they had a lot of what they called carpetbaggers coming down from the north when all that damage was done. That would show up, say they could repair a roof or 12,
right,
and not do a great job, and they were not vested in the state of Florida, the money and leave.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
The state of Florida at that time actually took action to make their license a lot tougher to get and maintain.
Interesting.
And a lot of the guys at that time, it was mostly guys, working in Michigan and Florida, had to take that licensing exam, and it was a bugger. And they did it primarily to protect those professionals already there.
Right.
And homeowners who were being taken advantage of.
Now, you know me. You know what I've done in the past. I've worked on the State of Michigan Construction Council, volunteered for it. I actually helped write some of the questions for the Concrete Masonry Code test questions for them. And I don't like it. I don't like so many of the questions, Chuck, because you and I have sat here. You taught this. You taught this for years. For people to go in, take their required amount of education before they take the test, and you help teach that. But some of the questions, Chuck, I remember distinctly, and I've talked to people recently, and I remember having this discussion when we were coming up with the questions. There's more than one answer. There's four answers. It's multiple choice. Yeah. And more one of those is a good answer, and you got to choose which is the best of the four.
Correct.
And that's so frustrating because so many guys miss it by one or two questions. And it's usually, there's two portions of a test in the state of Michigan. One is your knowledge. What do you know about your specific trade? The other one is
the
legal part. And the legal one is what really stumps people more than anything else.
It does. They mandated a 60-clock-hour training.
60, 6-0, right?
Yeah, 6-0. I'm trying to think how many years ago that was now. Which I actually thought was a good thing because it was pre-license training.
Right.
Before you could even take the test, you had to sit through this qualified discussion of topics.
Which you taught.
And I taught it for, I actually wrote programs so community colleges could institute their own in-house pre-license program.
Sure.
And I really thought, on the balance, it was a good thing. The whole multiple choice, there's a lot of debate in education, about multiple choice testing, the validity of it.
Sure. So those are some of the questions, whether you are licensed or not. So understand, if I'm a roofer and I work for Victor's and my wife's mother needs a new roof, okay, I see nothing wrong as long as the son-in-law and the mother come to a good deal of that son who's not licensed, son-in-law, doing their mother-in-law's roof with a couple buddies on a Saturday.
Mom pulls out the homeowner permit.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's the way everyone's happy. They save money. No, they're not licensed. But that guy, that guy we're talking about that probably puts a roof on every day for Victor's doesn't need to be licensed. Victor needs to be licensed. Victor's roofing needs to be licensed. So that's why I would hire a non-licensed. And I started the response in the email saying something as simple as this. There are many people that Chuck and I know that are licensed, we would not let touch our house. There are many people we know that are not licensed, we would let touch our house. We would let work in our house.
I had a lot of guys, and again, most of them were guys, I don't mean to be sexist, take that class, and they passed it with flying colors and then passed the exam with flying colors, and they admittedly knew nothing about building. They would tell you. They'd tell you that they couldn't drive a nail into a 2x4 if you paid them to do it.
That is so interesting you say that.
Yeah.
They just want to have that on their resume that they have a builder's license for most part.
And in some cases, they might have been awesome business people, so they knew to hire the guy that could drive the nail in the 2x4 and how to properly manage that.
Great point. Great point. So, I mean, some owners could just be absolute jerks. They're not good with the public. They get angry too much. They can be a great owner if they know those bad qualities.
Yeah.
And they hire people that could put up with them and portray the good qualities from that point forward.
I mean, the good company will tell you they hire complementary skills, not similar skills.
There you go. There you go. Meg from Livonia, we're going to take your call when we get back from break. We can also take in your phone calls. Feel free to weigh in our discussion. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Chuck, we talk about unique companies, unique trades. Cleaning right, cleaning so it lasts.
Redefining what clean actually means in a house or a business.
Thank you. You know, Chet's Cleaning, they're always putting out before and after pictures on their Facebook pages. Take a look at Chet's Cleaning Facebook page. When you need grout, you need your carpet, whatever you need in your house cleaned, if you want them to come in with the crew and clean your house spotless, go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, click on Chet's Cleaning today.
Yeah, Chuck and Ken and you, and we want to remind you to stick around from 12 to 1. We're going to keep talking, but we're going to talk to a professional in the educational hour. You are going to. I'm sorry. I'm priorly committed.
Yeah, with what, Chuck?
I can't tell you.
You can tell me, but you'd have to kill me. Is that it?
My big brother invited me to golf with him, and I got to go because he's better than I am. He's going to teach me some things.
When you say your big brother, you mean your older brother.
Yeah.
Because you're definitely bigger than he is. let's stick to the phones. We got a few calls lined up for you. Let's start with Meg in Livonia. Good morning, Meg. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, guys. The driveway that has the cracks in it with the grass and everything that comes through, is there a company, who would you look under, concrete or fixing or I don't know, to clean the grass out? And then what do they do, put caulk in there or asphalt
Meg,
in there?
You need to do what you're doing now. Just ask. Anyway, that's the company you want to call. Just ask.
What does that mean?
It just means, ask home maintenance.
Yeah, all you got to do is ask them and they'll do it.
If you got a pen, ready, we'll give you their phone number. This is something they do on a regular basis, ma'am.
I thought you meant just ask anybody.
A unique name.
That's the name of the company?
Just Ask Home Maintenance. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I have a pen.
248-535-1700.
It won't write. Okay,
248-535-1759.
535-1759.
Yes, ma'am.
And what else do they do? Oh my God!
They do a whole bunch. I mean, they have a couple main things that they do. But if they're at your place doing a job and you have some other projects for them, walk them around, take a look, and they can help you out.
Okay, so another question, please, is how about changing some minor things in the bathroom, like a disgusting tub?
Oh, you want a new bathtub? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
That's not minor.
That's not minor. No, we would suggest that you listen between noon and one as we speak to Atlas Home Improvement, and they would be the ones we'd call for something like that, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Meg. Stay well.
Okay.
Thanks, Meg.
You too. Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Caroline in Troy. Good morning, ma'am. You're on with the guys.
Hi. I just want to ask you, I have a wood door, an entrance door that's covered by a porch, but that door needs some TLC. And you had mentioned a couple weeks ago about applying oil to some wood that you had outside, and I didn't get the name of that oil.
All right, now, does that all it needs? It just, what is it, starting to shrink or cup or warp or what?
Fade?
No. It just doesn't look good. It looks tired. It needs, it needs something, and I'm afraid to put polish on it, you know, because it's exposed to the cold weather, I mean, 24/7, you know, it year round, it has to be whatever I put on that door has to be, able to handle the hot and the cold.
Okay. And it's a wood door, right?
Yes.
Boiled linseed. Yeah. A boiled linseed oil. Now, when you do this, do all six sides of the door.
Okay.
Very important.
Yeah. Okay.
Give it a light sanding, cleaning, and then the oil.
Now it might darken the door. Is it a lighter color now?
No, it's dark.
Okay. Well, actually, since you're doing all six sides, do the end side. You know, the side that actually locks, and make sure you like the way it looks before you do the face of the door.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But you have to sand it first?
Lightly.
Something anybody can do, ma'am. Just a very light grit, light sanding, just for it'll accept that oil just a little bit. You're going to open up the pores a little bit by doing that.
Yeah, go to an Ace Hardware or a big box store, pick up some finished sanding paper and some tack cloth.
There you go, yeah.
And then your boiled linseed oil and some throwaway brushes.
You can get them all at Ace Hardware. Yeah. And, I mean, we're talking spending less than maybe 10 or 15 minutes per side per door.
Yeah, gotcha.
For the sanding part.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that should look good even during the winter. It'll look fabulous after you put the linseed oil on it.
Yeah. Now understand, it's not going to put a gloss on it. What it's going to do, it's going to feed the wood and minimize drying out and shrinking between different pieces on the door. Yeah. I use it on wood thresholds. I use it on wood benches. I use it on wood doors. But if you want to, you know, a gloss on that, you're going to have to varnish or something like that. But if you just want to protect the wood and make it look a little richer, then boiled linseed oil is easy, quick, and you can do it again next year at this time.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, even if you do it once a year, it's only going to take an hour or two out of your day.
Yes. Oh, that sounds wonderful. I thank you. I love your program.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Bless your heart. Take care.
Hey, we have time for Doug and Troy. What's going on, Doug? How can we help you, sir?
Got a problem with kitchen cabinets. I contracted with a company through Costco to put in some new quartz countertops. Saleswoman came out and gave us a price. We accepted it. Sign the contract, then they send out a fellow to do the measurements, the precise measurements, at which time he informs me that I'm going to be responsible for leveling the cabinets. Talk to them. They don't do it or won't do it. And so I'm left to find somebody to do that. So that's why I'm calling.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man. We have never had this issue.
If you used a granite source,
yeah.
Yeah, a good company that does this stuff, they're not going to put that on you. That shouldn't be on you. If that isn't perfectly level, that slab could break after
Easily. Installation. Yeah.
And they're going to say, sorry, it was your responsibility.
I want someone to take responsibility for everything.
I do too.
Everything.
I hate this. I hate this.
Is it something I should address? Is it something I should address with Costco?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would. I would say if you guys aren't going to do it, I'm going to find somebody who would.
Yeah, the quality of the finished job is based on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That'd be like having someone put up your trusses and someone else put on your roof deck. You just don't want that. You
know? No.
No. You know, but my problem, of course, is they've collected half the money up front.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's Costco. And hopefully they're going to, you know, they're going to take care of you, because for you to try to find someone to do that, I mean, let's put it this way. If it takes one guy a day and he's good, that's going to cost you an extra $1,000.
And that's easy. Really, that's the artistry in the whole thing.
Right, right.
I mean, it doesn't take an artist to set that piece of stone down on level cabinets.
And he came in after the fact, after you agreed about it, and said, hey, it's going to be more money. So I would definitely say to them, look, I'm gonna look somewhere else.
Okay.
Okay. That'd be our recommendation. I want one person to do it all.
I hate telling you that, but that would be our perspective if we were in the same situation.
Yeah.
And then when you call a new company out, let's say you do call Granite Source of Michigan out, make sure you tell them, you know, I need this, you guys to take care of everything. And a guy's going to come in. I mean, they're not going to say no, that salesman wants that job, and it's something they should be able to easily do. But to me, it sounds like they just don't want to take responsibility if something goes wrong.
Which they don't. I mean, that's not their specialty.
He told me they'd have to be leveled within.
Yeah.
No, I you know, I've hired them for other services. I had a generator through Oaks Electric, and I'm very happy.
Awesome.
I had them do some carpeting for me years ago. Very happy. So I was kind of surprised.
And they took care of the entire project.
There you go.
Exactly.
They didn't tell you, hey, if you put the pad down, we'll come in and do the carpet afterwards.
For years, window companies did that. So they'd put your new window in and then say, you got to do all trim work when we're done, all around the inside of it. Now they're doing more.
Oh, wow.
That company isn't going to do that.
Jeepers. Okay.
Doug, hope this helps, buddy.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll see you. It's frustrating.
It is frustrating. I hate hearing that.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, you and I were talking about roof damage earlier. It's legitimate. Business. It's valid. But there aren't many companies that will come out and just do good repair, solid repair.
You know, that's one thing we love about Kangaroo Roof. They are a very unique company because they do a lot of repair work. We get questions. People may not be able to afford a roof. Kangaroo Roof will come out and do a repair for them. They also do commercial flat roofs. They also do residential flat roofs. That's what makes this company unique. Not the fact that they're a family-owned company with fathers and sons and moms working together for years. It's the way they treat the customers and the unique jobs they do. So if you think about a new roof, think Four Seasons Kangaroo Roof.
We've only got a few more minutes to take your calls here, and then we're going to sprint over to Atlas Home Improvement from 12 to 1. So pour another cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and learn more about housing.
Yes, and then we'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., taking your phone calls then at 888, like right now.
We've got to be back here again tomorrow.
Yeah, you have to see me again tomorrow, Chuck. I'm sorry about that. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. I want to go back to Caroline's question about the boiled linseed oil, Chuck. I want to make sure people understand they heard that really well. Boiled linseed oil is not going to anything that's going to put a shine on anything. It's not anything that you're going to buy and expect it to last a long time. You're going to apply and expect it to last a long time. Now, her door was under a porch, which will help.
Yeah, and theoretically, you could have full outdoor exposure, and that oil is going to, if it's good wood, we had someone this past week that has white oak that they used for an exterior stairway.
Yeah. Doesn't get much better than that.
Exactly. And if they put regular treatments of a boiled linseed oil on that, it'll be there forever.
Right.
You know? Really.
Yep. Now, still, it'll fade a little bit. You got to reapply it, but right. That just... Yeah. Protects it more than anything else. What I hate seeing, Chuck, is a heavy, heavy dose of a polyurethane on an exterior picnic table or something like that, because you know over time it's going to just literally flake up.
It's funny because that used to turn yellow, too. You get moisture coming up from the bottom of the boards.
Yeah.
And you see yellow underneath the varnish,
right?
The old varnish. So many of those products are better today than they were you know, 30, 40 years ago.
I agree. We had an email just recently as well, somebody asking about the benefits and no benefits, not benefits of brick pavers versus stamped concrete.
Oh, boy.
And I'm biased. I've always told people I'm biased. Brick pavers are a great product, but with the clay amount of clay that we have here in Southeast Michigan, for brick pavers to be done right, they need to go down at least 18 to 2 feet, remove the clay, haul it away, and then bring in a drainable base. And then on top of that, you need to put a slag sand base. Now, that at that point can be almost cost ineffective. I mean, it winds up being $50 a square foot because you have to go so far down in the base, it's not worth it. The reason we tend to like concrete for patios is because you do not need to go down that deep. And then you can also reinforce the concrete with steel. You can cut the concrete where you want it to manipulate the cracks. But I want to make something clear. Stamped concrete is slipperier than almost anything else out there once you put it down and it is sealed. People put stamped concrete, decorative concrete around pool decks all the time. But I know they are constantly telling kids to slow down, don't run, and warning people before they walk out of that pool deck because it is a slippery product.
Yeah, we got an email on that a week ago, and our advice was if you have to do something like that, pour regular concrete and then put a stamped border around it. Even
right.
Putting furniture on stamped right. concrete. You can, you know, a chair that rocks when you sit on it because, you know, you're on top of a pattern from one of the embossed, you know, stamps.
That's great advice. When I sold concrete, I'd have people on a regular basis. I'd go to their house, they'd say, I want to stamp my driveway. And I'd look at them and say, no, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Especially if they were close to our age. No, you don't.
Yeah.
And I would talk to them. It would always, I would have gotten more money to stamp their driveway.
Of course.
But I do not want them being dissatisfied when they're done. Because once you get a product like that, especially on a driveway, you're constantly running hot tires over top of it. It's going to need more maintenance. So we did what you did, Chuck, borders. Borders are less expensive. They picture frame or highlight a good pour.
Yeah, they're attractive.
And
they don't get in the way of the maintenance.
You're right. You're right.
Shoveling,
you're maintaining
plowing.
5% compared to an entire driveway.
Oh, gosh.
They also sell a product called Shark Grip. So if you're going to seal your driveway, you go to InsideOutsideGuys.com. We'll send you to the right place to buy the right sealer. We do not want you buying sealers at hardware stores or big box stores. We want you going to builder supplies. Go where the professional goes.
Like Contractor Connections.
Yes. Cougar Cutting. Contractor Connection is over, I believe, Shelby.
Cougar Sales.
They're over in Novi. Different yeah. parts. Redford Builder down in Redford. But they will sell a product that is a breathable, high-gloss product. Beautiful. And it'll come with an anti-slip agent in it. Now, it doesn't mean it's perfect. It's like a very, very fine sand they put in with it. But you can also buy something called Shark Grip, which you can add to it, mix in. Chuck, you said you sealed your regular concrete this week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I power washed and then put a sealer on. Actually, about 4 hours after that big storm blew through,
the
concrete was plenty dry. It's well drained.
And that's 20-year-old concrete.
That's 24 or 5-year-old concrete now.
And I want people to hear that, though, because you get a storm like that, concrete's a sponge. Concrete soaks up water. You get a storm like that, let's say it's November, and we get those gully washers.
Yeah.
And within a couple hours, it drops below freezing. It'll literally tear that slab apart. So if you can stop that water from penetrating in the concrete in the first place, always a good idea.
I was talking to the outside guy when we got here today about that very thing because my driveway, all my concrete's in great shape, and it's 25 years old.
Right.
But it's extremely well drained, and I keep sealers on it. I'm a big believer in sealers.
And Meg called from Livonia talking about the grass. Whenever you get grass or weeds in those cracks, that's dirt in those cracks. When that dirt freezes, it gets wet and freezes, it pushes those cracks apart. It pops the concrete. That's why it's so important to get the polyurethane put in those joints, especially once you start noticing separation. They're supposed to separate. That's what they're there for.
Exactly.
They're there to crack in those joints rather than your concrete. But once they start to crack, you want to protect them. You want to stop the water from getting inside and underneath those. And a good polyurethane is a way to go with that.
I agree with you 1,000%. And it's easy.
It is easy. Yeah, it is easy.
I mean, I get a paint roller. You could buy a cheap sprayer too.
Yep. But I like to roll.
I'll get a paint roller with a, you know, a $5 wooden extension so I don't have to bend over. Really. And throw away liners for the roller or pan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's a water-based product. It dries quick.
Yep. Know? It is. It is. I was at a job site just recently, Chuck, and the gentleman asked me, because they had some storms come through, he was ready to buy a standby generator. And he asked me, you know, who should he call for the standby generator? It's over in the Holly area. And in his area, one of the companies we love to refer in is Oak Electric. You know, they had their grand opening just a couple weeks ago. We were able to go over there and spend some time over there. The owner, Gary Papilla, is just one of those guys that if he tells you he's going to do something, he's going to do it. So he makes sure everyone that works for him is the exact same way. That's why they're so busy.
I was going to say his people. You know, we talked about several companies that are that way. They're great people.
Yeah.
They take ownership, you know, like the Victors and the Kearns and the Atlas Home Improvement. And, you know, and that's what you and I love about a good company.
Yeah, yeah. And unfortunately, these weather events like we just got, people go, okay, that's it. I've lost power for the last time. I'm going to call Oak Electric. If that happens to you, make sure you call Oak Electric. And, Chuck, you have a good golf game. I'm going to sprint over and talk to Nicole and Ella and Darian.
Well, tell the Poppies I said hello. They're great people.
If you're thinking about a new kitchen, a new bathroom, aging in place, staying in your home, and you want a great company that's basically run by great people, especially the ladies, stick around for this next hour of the Inside Outside Guys as we feature Atlas Home Improvement.